True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Thursday night football coming your way. Nice tilt the NFL gives us with Washington and Green Bay. We'll talk about that game coming up. Full breakdown in 20 minutes. Bets, angles throughout the rest of the show. It's a Thursday, so we'll break down NFL Survivor. We've got college football plays coming your way. A lot of injury updates. I was expecting more of this tomorrow because when the injury reports come out on Wednesday, the initial ones, I don't really put too much into it. You see a lot of veteran rest days, and we certainly saw a lot of that over the last day, but there is some important stuff going down. Dave Richard from CBS Sports, he'll give you fantasy angles. That'll be fun checking in with Dave and Chris Andrews out in Vegas at the South Point, one of our favorite spots out in Vegas. What's up, Sam?
I came across that picture, you, Chris, and me, from August 2017. It's when he's holding the chicken dinner shirt. I'm on his left. You're on his right. He was one of the first guests that we ever had on the show when we started doing that together. Nobody was doing gambling shows to begin with. Nobody. And nobody was going into Vegas. So he's been our guy for almost 10 years now. He loves us. He still has that chicken dinner hoodie, by the way, that we got him. It's hanging in the office. And he says when it gets cold, he puts it on because it warms him up, makes him feel like home. I can't wait to talk to him. We haven't had him on in a while. Lots going on. Lots going on these days.
Yeah, for sure. that was in the back office, right, where they've got the wall of TVs and the old bookmakers just hanging out, talking about Westerns for the most part, as opposed to NFL action, which is what most people would expect to be going on in the war room.
Yeah. Jimmy Vaccaro would love to talk about John Wayne rather than anything else in the world. Like, oh, like the point spread's 3, the over-under's like 49.5. What Western's on tonight? That's all he cared about.
Well, we've got to talk some NFL because we have some breaking news. We were going to start here anyways, just based on what we were hearing yesterday. But in this last hour, NFL insider Ian Rappaport has the news here on Brock Purdy. He is not going to be on the field. If you thought there was an outside chance, you know, in the back of my mind, every time I hear Kyle Shanahan talk, I think, well, the guy's a liar. I mean, we've been screwed with betting angles and fantasy over the years because he lies for a living when it comes to the injury report, like many of them. But Shanahan at the very top of the list, and he had mentioned yesterday he's a long shot to play, could miss multiple weeks. But Rappaport says this morning, you got the turf toe, you got the left shoulder. We're talking 2 to 5 weeks for Brock Purdy. 2 to 5 weeks, and you couple that with Juwan Jennings. Don't know if he's going to be out there on the field. Of course, George Kittle, that news we talked about yesterday. But you've got this San Francisco on the road to New Orleans game coming up this week. A lot of movement before we got wind of this Purdy injury. This number was sitting at about a touchdown, sitting at 7, and it trickled down to 4.5. They're not quite sure what to do with it, waiting on word. And now you look just about everywhere, it's a field goal. A couple 3.5 still out there, but I mean, those are going away quickly. The number is 3, so a 4-point move with the thought that, okay, it's going to be Mac Jones and not Brock Purdy.
Mac Jones and Spencer Rattler, buckle up. Gross. How about the total getting decked too? 44.5. BetMGM is down to 40.5. So a 4-point dip there. That's sort of my angle. Where do we get offense? How do we get explosive plays? How do these teams get into the end zone? I know Kyle Shanahan is a quarterback whisperer, but when you don't have a good quarterback, it's much more difficult. And now he has to string together long drives with Mac Jones. The receiver room, as we know, is very depleted. You mentioned Kittle out. How many times does Christian McCaffrey touch the ball on Sunday? That's my thought. You know, do we look at McCaffrey props? Are we looking at his overs? Score a touchdown, score two touchdowns. He's going to be the bell cow and then some because there's not much else. I think there's also a case to be made for San Francisco -3. As crazy as that sounds, yeah. I'm not taking the Saints only catching a field goal. That's not happening.
Yeah, I wouldn't say it's crazy when we're talking about the number being 3. And, you know, for a week or two, maybe CMC can carry you against a very bad team. Some say the worst team in the NFL. Okay, so Mac Jones, let's look at him last year with Jacksonville when he was starting. You mentioned points, okay? Week 10 was his first start due to injury. Against Minnesota, top-notch defense, 7 points. At Detroit, 6 points. Couple weeks later, at Tennessee, 10. Now, the Jets game, they put up 25. Vegas, at Vegas, only 14. Against Tennessee, 20. And at Indy, last week of the year, in overtime, 23 points. So those first couple games, I know those are much better defenses. Detroit, not so much because of the secondary. But, yeah, I mean, we're talking 7, 6, 10 in his first few games with Jacksonville.
Brutal. He's not a good quarterback. He's a backup on a good team. He's not a starter on a good team. That's for sure. But this is now the life that they live. And this was the risk you ran, anybody betting San Francisco in the summer. Hand up. That's me. I mean, we've had the quarterback have multiple injuries now, blowing out his elbow in the NFC playoffs against Philadelphia a couple years ago. You've got all kinds of issues and risks with McCaffrey. Kittle can't stay on the field. Obviously, Ayuk is not out there. Jennings is hurt. They're going to have to rely on this defense, which guess what? They feel good about. And that's why they brought in Robert Saleh. Defense looked pretty good last week. I mean, that was an absolute rock fight. I don't think it was discussed enough how good the defenses were on San Francisco's end and on Seattle's end. And that was a total that came crashing down in week one. Never had a chance, Joe. Never had a chance to get over the total. And when we look at this number, I know it's moved 4 points. Are you going over 40.5? I'm not.
Oh, no, no chance. If we had an alt number, I'm not sure if I'd go over that number. So maybe we should talk about playing the under. A lot of win totals taken off the board with San Francisco. You could certainly understand why. Sam, half the sports books that I've looked at so far, not all of them, but about half, they've made the Rams a favorite to win the NFC West. Is that an overreaction? Now, it isn't 1 week. We're talking about multiple weeks for Purdy, multiple weeks for Kittle. Now, some of the veterans, I don't think it's a big deal. I think we'll hear today, don't worry, it doesn't matter. It's a veteran rest day, CMC. We're just getting them some extra rest. Same thing with Trent Williams, Nick Bosa. This is what we're going to do on Wednesdays. Those guys are not going to practice. It's not a big deal. I think those guys are good to go. However, multiple pieces on that offense.
So depending on where you shop, obviously, favorite is different. BetMGM still holding steady that San Francisco should be favored at plus 140. I'm going to guess those books that have the Rams on top just took bets, right? Liability has built up. And that's really all these different markets rely on. Who's betting it and how much is the risk? What's the liability? What's the count? What's the number? So if you've been writing nothing but Rams bets for 48 hours at Sportsbook X, you just move them on top. But BetMGM is still listing San Francisco plus 140 and then 25 cents more, plus 165, you find the LA Rams. Arizona 4-1, Seattle 10-1 at the legendary BetMGM Sportsbook, which has toggled on my internet to New York because now I'm doing the show from a third city in 3 days because that's how I love to live my life. I'm not rushing to bet Rams. I'm also not a big Ram guy this year. Their D-line, though, made Houston's O-line look pretty bad, and that was talked about a lot during this offseason. The Texans had the 31st ranked offensive line at Pro Football Focus. Hard to get much worse, Joe. So we'll see what the Rams can do. We'll see if that defense can still be as strong as it looked in week one. And also, any Rams bet has a risk on Matthew Stafford. How long does that sand stay in the hourglass? How long is he on the field? Can he make it a whole season? It's a wide open West, if you ask me, man. Wide open.
We'll get a lot of more info coming down today, as I mentioned. It's bad news on the injury front in San Francisco. But as far as some of these big-time players that we saw go down with injuries, or at least let's say they were hobbled, it doesn't seem to be that bad. In Kansas City, Andy Reid is saying about Worthy, not having surgery, no IR for now. The Brock Bowers injury is being considered mild, where it's not that bad. Same thing with Puka and the Rams. Waddle with the Dolphins. It sounds like Drake London is going to be just fine, maybe dealing with something for the first few weeks of the season. But a lot of these playmakers on offense, especially on the outside that go down to injuries, it's not funny, but odd that we're used to running backs getting injured, guys in the trenches, and then your receivers were a lot of the guys that ended up going down and being discussed this week. But many of them, it doesn't seem like it's too serious outside of San Francisco.
And you're also seeing, despite those Atlanta receivers being limited, you're seeing movement against the Minnesota Vikings. So that number, actually, the look ahead was 5, right? Minnesota minus 5. And then they reopened at 4.5. Now we're 3.5. So the J.J. McCarthy derangement syndrome, as I called it, is certainly playing into this thing. From 5 on the look ahead to 4.5 on the reopen, and now BetMGM 3.5. They are betting the Falcons, taking the points. I think that was the right idea in week one. I don't know that it's the right idea in week number two. I think Flores against Penix is a big advantage for Minnesota. But then again, I'm a Minnesota man this year. Is an interesting move, though, because despite those guys being limited at practice, money coming in on Atlanta as we get ready to turn the page into the weekend.
Sam, maybe you're noticing something different than I am, but for it being overreaction week and we're expecting all this line movement coming in after the initial moves that we saw early, like let's say the Dallas move. We talked about the Jacksonville number coming down a little bit. Outside of that, we sit here on Thursday morning. I look at the board. Seems quiet. Not a lot going on. Is it calm before the storm? Or people just not sure, like they haven't come up with hard opinions and they don't see value out there.
You'll see some moves. I have a feeling today is a shaker and a mover day. It's that really important injury report day. The Thursday list is a very important list for a lot of people. Wink, wink. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I think there's been some movement. I mean, the Jets keep taking money. People keep betting the Jets. And the other side that's starting to get expensive, I'm sort of warming to it. You're not going to like it, I don't think. Can we take the Bears at 6.5 if we get there? Chicago's getting there. I don't think we're going to get to 7, but we are 6 and now 6.5 at a couple books. The Bears have given the Lions problems because the Bears have mobile quarterbacks. Think about all those close games with Justin Fields. The Bears were very close last year on Thanksgiving because Caleb kept extending plays. Detroit struggles against quarterbacks that can move. And the Bears, the last 4 years, have had quarterbacks that can move. I don't think it's stupid to take Chicago 6.5, especially considering everybody thinks Chicago's season's over.
They were asking Dan Campbell about Ben Johnson pulling off some trick plays on Sunday. Do you know what his reaction was?
No.
It's basically that.
Well, we're just worried about the meat and potatoes. You know, we can't be worried about trick play. If they get us on one, you know, we got to just move on. And, you know, we got to worry about the meat and potatoes, the down-to-down stuff. Like, we can't worry about the...
This guy, I think he's kind of sweating going up against Ben Johnson. Like we were saying, oh, they're going to be ready for Ben Johnson. I'm kind of, maybe I'm bringing the Chicago perspective, but I'm kind of looking at it the opposite, Sam. Like, this is the first game that Ben Johnson circled. I'd assume that, I know we had the opener and that was big, his first game and all that, but I would assume that Ben Johnson put more prep into this game than any other game all offseason.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Let me ask you a very simple question. If Ben Johnson and Dan Campbell were playing chess, one-on-one, who's the favorite and what's the price?
Okay, now we weren't very happy with some of the decision-making with Ben Johnson when he's the guy calling the shots there. But we know Dan Campbell's getting help. But yeah, but.
It's Campbell against Johnson. Against, okay. Like, one-on-one. That's it. No help.
Ben Johnson.
Who's your favorite?
Yeah.
What's the price? -250? Yeah, huge favorite.
Yeah, there's no doubt. All right. You said it. You didn't think I'd like it. I don't hate it. I haven't had a strong opinion on that game thus far. But off of Detroit's performance, they're getting money. The assumption is bounce back. And Chicago looked, and I think it's a push against Chicago and what they saw. I don't know, man. I don't know about that one. The Vikings are better than the Lions. We can agree on that one. So we saw what happened there. Joe O, Sammy P, coming up next. Thursday night football preview. Give you betting angles here on the BetMGM Network.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.